Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring and beautiful episode on the Silsila, the Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you are well, that your family is well, and don't forget to make dua for the Ummah as well. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he azza wa jal grants relief to the Ummah, grants shifa, cure to whatever type of ailments the Ummah is suffering from. And of course, protection against the oppressors. Today we have another important topic of discussion, something which is pertaining to our beliefs, our aqidah, our iman as well. And we are going to be talking and highlighting the topic of finality of prophethood. Every single Muslim out there knows that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the last prophet of Allah azza wa jal, is the final prophet of Allah azza wa jal, and no other prophet is to arrive. We need to ensure that the next generation knows this and firmly believes this, so that evil whisperings of shaitan, iblis, the cursed and humiliated one, does not enter into the mind and heart, contrary to this core fundamental Islamic belief. And not just shaitan, but those who work for shaitan, his agents, his followers as well, which are spread out in different areas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman, protect the iman of our family members, our children, and our future generations as well. Let's now make some good intentions as per the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make those good intentions right now. O Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I'm here to seek knowledge of deen. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well, insha'Allahul Kareem. Sooner than we realize, we will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's become smart, wise, and intelligent, and use this short precious life in preparing for the grave and the afterlife by reconnecting to the glorious Quran. Recite the Quran as much as you can. In fact, start with 3 verses every day as per the advices of His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnah Taman Barakatuhum Al Aliyah. Recite as much salawat, durud-e-paak as you can, istighfar, make sincere tawbah, turn back to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, renew, refresh your iman, abstain from sins, be punctual with your daily salahs, perform them properly, fulfill rights of others, learn and practice the sunnah, learn a dua for the day or something of deen for the day, keep your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obey Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We will now listen to a beautiful kalam, and keep in mind, as we are listening to the kalam, make good intentions for listening to the kalam as well. And thereafter, we will continue with the discussion of finality of prophethood. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Yaad-e-nabi ka گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے, محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے.
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے,
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے,
محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے,
محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے.
نام محمد کتنا میٹھا میٹھا لگتا ہے, نام محمد کتنا میٹھا میٹھا لگتا ہے, پیارے نبی کا ذکر بھی ہم کو پیارا لگتا ہے, پیارے نبی کا ذکر بھی ہم کو پیارا لگتا ہے.
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے, محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے. لب پر نغمے صلی علی کے ہاتھوں میں پرچم, لب پر نغمے صلی علی کے ہاتھوں میں پرچم, دیکھو تو سرکار کا منگتا کیسا لگتا ہے, دیکھو تو سرکار کا منگتا کیسا لگتا ہے.
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے, محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے.
آنکھوں میں مازاغ کا سرما سر تاہا کا تاج, آنکھوں میں مازاغ کا سرما سر تاہا کا تاج, کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے, کیسے کہوں رحمت والا ہم جیسا لگتا ہے.
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے, محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے.
غوث کتب کلندر سب اس کے محتاج, غوث کتب ابدال کلندر سب اس کے محتاج, میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے, میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے.
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے, محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے.
اودنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ آ جاؤ، ادنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ آج، حق کا دلارا باندھ کے سہرا دولہا لگتا ہے، حق کا دلارا باندھ کے سہرا دولہا لگتا ہے،
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے،
آؤ سنائے اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات، آؤ سنائے اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات، ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے، ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے،
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے، محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, SubhanAllah. Another beautiful, soothing kalam. Continue listening to these kalams, recite along. Get your offspring also used to listening and reciting, for it will help develop the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our hearts, the love of Sahaba Kiram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah. May Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif, time and again. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One of the fundamental tenets and beliefs of Islam is the belief that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concluded the chain of prophethood and messengership with the final prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After him, no prophet will arrive. No messenger will arrive. Nor can one arrive, and if they do make that claim, instantaneously, automatically, we need to recognize it as false, that this person is a liar. And anybody who denies this belief that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final of all prophets, the seal of prophethood and messengership, or even has a doubt in it, is excluded from the folds of Islam. The greatest prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has already given a prophecy of the unseen and said, I want you to listen carefully. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be 30 major liars in my ummah. Each of them will claim to be a prophet. But I am the final prophet, and there will be no prophet after me. The fact that our beloved master, the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the final last prophet, is established by explicit verses of the glorious Quran, by explicit narrations in the blessed ahadith, and of course the unanimous consensus of all the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, their successors, the entire Muslim ummah, at different places, not on a once-off occasion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said statements like, La nabiyya ba'di, there is no prophet after me. On several different occasions, he had mentioned this. Let's see what the glorious Quran mentions. A famous verse that many of us read or have heard. Suratul Ahzab, verse 40. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Muhammad is not the father of any of your men. However, he is the messenger of Allah and the last of the prophets. This verse is definitive proof, what is called nas qat'i, categorical, definitive proof concerning Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the last prophet of Allah. Its meaning is absolutely, completely clear. There's no room for doubt. There's no room for any interpretation, any exception. The details regarding the finality of prophethood are that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last of all prophets and messengers alayhi salatu wasalam. And he ended that chain. He concluded that chain of prophethood, of messengership with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which is impossible. It is absolutely impossible for anyone to now be granted prophethood alongside him or after him until the day of judgment. This is part of the essentials and fundamentals of Islam. And any person who doubts this, any person who rejects this or denies this is a disbeliever. The person has announced their disbelief actually. And that person is cursed. Never, ever associate with such people or those who follow such people. It could put your iman in detriment, in danger. The explanation of this verse was given by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. By the noble companions, alayhim ridwan, they also explained its meaning, as did the tabi'een and those following them, and the scholars of the last past 13 centuries. They also gave beautiful and academic explanations of this verse. The great imam of the Ahlus Sunnah, the scholar of Sharia, the destroyer of Bid'ah, the great Mujaddid and reviver, our imam, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, summarizing the research of these 13 centuries, mentions that the meaning of the last of the prophets is that it is impossible. It is impossible for anybody to be granted prophethood alongside Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or after him till the day of judgment. And trying to reinterpret or make exceptions to this meaning of the verse is disbelief. So be careful of this. This is to do with iman. This is to do with aqeedah. If aqeedah is corrupted and a person starts accepting these false un-Islamic beliefs, the iman is out, gone. In addition to the above verse, there are dozens of other verses which endorse, which confirm the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam's status as the final prophet of Allah from different perspectives. From the perspective of his messengership, he was sent as a messenger to all of mankind. He was made a giver of good tidings, a warner of the people or to the people. He was a warner against Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath for all the worlds. He is the one who brings all people out from the darkness of disbelief into the light of faith and iman. He was sent as a mercy to all the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a covenant from all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, all the prophets, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final prophet, does arrive, they must believe in him. They must assist him. No mention is made of believing in or assisting any prophet after him. The arrival of messengers before him was mentioned, but the arrival of any messenger after him has never been mentioned. Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi sallallahu sallam affirmed the Torah and gave the good news of the arrival of the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not give any such type of good news of any prophet coming after him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected his deen, his religion, Islam, in such a way that it will not be abrogated like the previous religions. Rather, it will remain until the day of judgment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with guidance and the true religion so that it may be dominant over all other religions. Concerning faith in divine books, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the Quran and previous books, but he did not mention any other heavenly book after the glorious Quran. The Quran affirms previous books. It doesn't affirm any books that will come after it. The Quran is a reminder for all worlds. It is a source of guidance for all humanity. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The Immaculate Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that my example and the example of all the prophets is like a person who built a beautiful and magnificent building. People walk around it and say, we have not seen a better building than this. But there was one brick missing from its place. I am that last brick. Another narration says that indeed, messengership and prophethood have ended. There is now neither a messenger nor a prophet after me. And these statements, these narrations, these ahadith, any person, even a child, can understand it. It is so clear. You don't need a degree to understand this. If a person has maybe a mental condition or some sickness, then it might be difficult for them to understand. But any sane person can never deny this. Other narrations mention that, O people, undoubtedly there is no prophet after me, and there is no nation after you. Indeed, I was written as Khatamun Nabiyyin in the preserved tablet, Lawh Mahfuz, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the Prophet Adam alayhi salam was still being molded in his clay. So at 40 years old, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pronounced his prophethood. He announced to the world that he's a prophet. Our Imam, Al Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned in Fatawa Razviya that on one occasion, Sayyiduna Jibra'il Amin ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he greeted him. He greeted him, Assalamu alayka ya zahir, Assalamu alayka ya batin. Salam be upon you, O outward prophet, salam be upon you, O inward prophet. Upon this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Jibra'il alayhi salam, O Jibra'il, these are the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are befitting only for him. How can they be attributes for me? Jibra'il alayhi salam said, Allah azza wa jal has graced you with these attributes. He has granted you superiority over all the prophets and messengers, and he has derived your name and description from his own name and attribute. O beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah azza wa jal has named you as awwal, first, because you are the first of all the prophets in terms of your creation. As your sacred light was created first, Allah has also given you the sacred name Akhir, last, because you were the last to arrive amongst all the prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. And you are the last prophet of the last ummah. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal has also given you the sacred name, Baatin, inward. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had permanently inscribed your name with His name in light on the pillar of the Arsh. 2,000 years before the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Then He commanded me to send salat upon you. So I sent salat upon you for 1,000 years. And salam for 1,000 years until Allah Azza wa Jal sent you as a giver of good news, a warner, a caller to Allah Azza wa Jal's command, and a shining sun. In the same way, Allah Azza wa Jal has also given you the sacred name Zahir, outward, because He granted you dominance over all religions. And He made your Sharia and eminence manifest to all those in the heavens and the earth. So there is no one who does not send salat upon you. May Allah send salat upon you. Think about this, dear viewers and listeners out there. Subhanallah. The narration says, your Lord is Mahmud, the praised one, and you are Muhammad, the praised one. Your Lord is Awwal and Akhir, Zahir and Batin. And you are also, by the grace of your Lord, Awwal and Akhir, Zahir and Batin. So many clear proofs are there. There's no option to do reinterpretations to suit a certain person's desire. That person is a slave to their desires and has been influenced by shaitan and the agents of shaitan. Don't fall in those traps, otherwise iman can be destroyed. Allahu Akbar, our master and guide, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the final prophet. And what is the belief in the finality of prophethood in Islam? What is importance? Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi summarizes that from the moment Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam arrived into this world and until the day of judgment, no new prophet can arrive. Under any circumstance, in any era, in the seven heavens or the seven earths, or in any region of the universe. Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi fa, this is in Islam, just as it is necessary to believe in La ilaha illallah, there is none worthy of worship but Allah, it is also necessary and imperative to believe that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah, is the seal of the prophets. And a person who denies this belief, or possesses even a fraction of doubt, is definitely a disbeliever. He's cursed, he's out, and he will remain in the hellfire forever. This is our belief as Muslims. And we need to ensure the next generation knows this. It must be, you know, it must enter into their hearts, every fiber, every cell of their body, of their mind. They must know it with full understanding. This is the Islamic belief. Let's now watch a short clip and we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Have you ever wondered why the love Muslims for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so deep and intense? This beautiful bond isn't just emotional, it's rooted in recognizing his unmatched character, compassion, and immense sacrifice for humanity. Think for a moment. Can you recall someone whose character alone made you admire and respect them deeply? Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam was known for his unparalleled compassion and kindness. He cared for every single person, constantly praying for their well-being and worrying about them more than they worried for themselves. Consider the incident at Taif where he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was treated harshly and injured. When given the chance to punish those who harmed him, he chose mercy and forgiveness, hoping their descendants would accept Islam. His patience and kindness even towards those who opposed him were remarkable. Many of his former enemies eventually became his closest companions, drawn to Islam by his gentle nature and sincere care. This compassion extended to everyone, children, women, the elderly, and even animals. His life was a living example of mercy, kindness, and humanity. Ultimately, Muslims love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so intensively because he brought guidance, hope, and purpose to the world. His life and teachings led us towards true happiness in this life and eternal success in the hereafter. Let us keep learning about his beautiful life and make his sunnahs an essential part of our daily living. May our love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam grow deeper with each passing day, drawing us closer to the pleasure of Allah Almighty and success in both worlds.
Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Nabi Isa ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alihi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to return. That's our belief, na? And we should take note of this, that Nabi Isa alayhi salam is currently residing on the fourth heaven, and he has not as yet tasted death. And near Qiyamah, the Day of Judgment, he will return to the world to propagate the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the arrival of Isa ruhullah alayhi salam, it will not affect in any way the belief in the finality of prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the meaning of khatamun nabiyyin is that no one will be granted prophethood after the advent of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi Isa ruhullah alayhi salam is already a prophet of Allah azawajal. He had been granted prophethood before. So when he returns to the world near the Day of Judgment, he will still be a prophet. He will return as a prophet, as he was, as he left, as he ascended. And he will not propagate his own Sharia as a prophet, but he will act upon the Sharia of the most beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal's prophets, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so he will return in the capacity of being a follower of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he draws our attention to something so important as well. That, you remember I mentioned some people, they wish to interpret Khatamun Nabiyyin according to their own desire, to suit their corrupt un-Islamic beliefs. So Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that anyone who says that the meaning of Khatamun Nabiyyin is that a prophet with a new Sharia, therefore a new prophet who acts upon this Islamic Sharia, can arrive, is a disbeliever. Anyone who interprets Khatamun Nabiyyin as meaning original prophet is a disbeliever. Anybody who says that its meaning is Afdalun Nabiyyin, the most excellent of the prophets, is a disbeliever. It should be made clear that our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is certainly superior to all the prophets alayhi wa sallam. They are the crowns of our heads. But to interpret Khatamun Nabiyyin to mean this is disbelief, as it changes the meaning of the Quranic statement, the Quranic words. He further says, anyone who says that a new prophet cannot come to this earth, but can come somewhere else, maybe on the seven earths or seven heavens, if a person believes like that, he's a disbeliever. And he says, anyone who says a new prophet cannot arrive among human beings, but a prophet can still arrive from amongst other creations, is a disbeliever. So be careful of this. We have to know our deen. This is part of the fundamentals Fard ulum are obligatory knowledge that every Muslim male and female has to have. Otherwise, people out there on social media, the influencers and other areas, they can quote things from Islamic sources and misinterpret, twist the meanings where it sounds correct, but in reality, it can rob a person of iman. So the one who interprets as such, as mentioned above, is a disbeliever. And anyone who does not consider him as a disbeliever or doubts his disbelief is also a disbeliever and has exited Islam. Whether they know it, whether they accept it or they don't, they have left Islam. They are following some other religion. The great scholar, Sayyidina Abu Mansur Maturidi, rahmatullah ta'ala, he says that if a person makes a false claim of prophethood after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then no proof should be demanded from him. If a person claims to be a Nabi after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no doubt that it's a false claim, that the person is a liar. So no proof should be demanded from that person. Instead, his claim should be simply denied, rejected. This is because the beloved Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has already categorically and clearly stated, La Nabiya Ba'di. There is no Prophet after me. Simple. This is our belief. The summary of the statement of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi is that there is no harm in asking a false claimant of prophethood to show a miracle, but with the intention, very important, with the intention that since he is a liar, we know this, he will not be able to show a miracle and will then disgrace and humiliate himself, he'll embarrass himself. However, if a person asks for a miracle to verify the claim with the intention of seeing whether he can display a miracle or not, then that person becomes a disbeliever. We seek refuge in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is so critical, so important for us. It's mentioned in Sahih Muslim Sharif that the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote the destiny of creation 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. And amongst what was written on the preserved tablet, Lohi Mahfuz, at that time was, indeed, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet. And all Muslims have always believed this, that shaitan, he is the one who employs his agents, who trains his agents, his followers, from amongst the human beings, from amongst the jinn as well, to create confusion in the hearts and the minds of the people, of the believers, of the Muslims. So arm yourself with authentic knowledge, Islamic knowledge. So Dawud Islami is there to help us via different avenues, platforms and facilities to empower us with authentic Islamic knowledge from authentic sources so that we can protect our iman and the iman of our future generations as well. Attach yourself to Dawud Islami. Get involved in the activities, the weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima, travel with the qafilas, read the weekly booklet, fill out your pious deeds every day. And these things are going to help us, inshallahul kareem. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.